This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, we're throwing it back right there, man. We used to have the David Roddy Show on KFKA a few years ago. It was so much fun. And now joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, David Roddy himself. Man, thanks so much. Oh, yeah, listen to that. David, thanks so much, man. It's been a while, bro. Thanks for being on with us, man.
No, thank you so much for having me back on. It has been a while, but it's great to hear from you.
Hey, you remember that song, right? You chose that song, the Nirvana song, for our intro there, so we had to throw it back for you, man.
Yes, I did.
Things have changed a little bit for you, and I got to tell you, I was so excited. We've been following your career for years, obviously loved all your time at Colorado State, so then we branch out and we follow what you're up to, and then we get the news that you're going to be a Denver Nugget, and I'm a diehard Nuggets fan. I'm a diehard Roddy fan, so that's like the perfect combination there, my friend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been such a great experience over the last month. So, man, just again, we're perfectly primed up for some good playoff basketball, and man, that's what you live for,
David. I mean, without you in those last two games, I've been saying it, dude. I don't think the Nuggets clinch the number three seed. I don't think they do it. Your performance, I mean, you were just flat out getting after it. Is that fair to say? I mean, you're a humble guy. You might not go there, but without you, I don't think the Nuggets are sitting at number three.
I don't think it would be without the entire team, the entire bench through that whole time. You know, those two games were super critical. And, again, like we always say, next man up mentality. So, a lot of guys stepped up to the plate and really performed. So, really just happy that we got that, those two outcomes, and, we got, the Timberwolves on Saturday.
You just grind it out there, man. You're taking us back to those CSU days, seeing you going up, slant dunking it, just going after those rebounds left and right. I mean, what was it like for you, man? What was clicking in those, especially those last two games against OKC and San Antonio?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was just to stay present in the moment. Once I signed with Denver in early March, I knew that I would have an opportunity to play, whether that was the next day or a month later. So I just, had to continue to, build on those professional habits of showing up to work every day with a smile on my face, and just really just understanding that, it just takes hard work and continuing to work hard through the times that you're not playing. And again, like I said, you don't know if this is going to be your last opportunity. So those last two games, I just looked at it as my last opportunity in the NBA, and played the most free basketball I've ever played. So again, it was such a fun time, and I'm just glad we got the two wins.
David, I remember one time on one of the shows we did together, you were telling me about growing up playing basketball, and you started filling us in. Like, there was a time where you're just running up and down the floor, and you're like laughing, you're like smiling because you just loved it so much. Did you feel that kind of joy again especially in those last two games?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great mindset to have, and playing with joy is such a superpower that most athletes have. So it's infectious to everybody else, but also just helps you just keep a clear mind and focus on the task at hand. And it's just, again, it was such a fun experience, and I'm just super grateful again for, the Nuggets organization for giving me that opportunity.
David Roddy joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. How difficult is it to stay ready? Because, you don't necessarily know throughout these games how many minutes you're going to get. I mean, maybe you're told you're going to get some, but we know how games change. I always wonder, like, how do guys like you in these positions stay ready? And then when the time comes, absolutely deliver.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think through experience in the NBA, it's my fourth year now. I've seen many different opportunities and different scenarios happen where, certain players are kind of young and they haven't really been consistent with their habits. And, all it takes is one guy to roll his ankle or, get a cramp or feel sick a day, and you know you're thrown into 25 minutes, and you know all that preparation in that time that you haven't been playing, that's where it really counts. So you know, I've seen experiences go negative, and I've seen a lot of experience go positive as well. So I just wanted to be on the more positive end, in the sense of knowing that that opportunity is going to come, and you know, that's part of the job. You know, that's part of the job, and why we're here, you know, in the NBA, is to be as professional as possible. And, you know, if we needed to be plugged in, that's our responsibility and our job to do.
David, talk to us a little bit about your journey, man. You've been on a couple of different teams, and obviously we know where you sit right now in Denver, and it's so exciting. But what's it been like for you these last 4 years, man?
Been a lot of life lessons learned, I'll tell you that. It's been an amazing experience my last 4 years, just grown so much as an athlete and as a young man too. So you know, a lot of ups and downs through it all, but again, like I said, the work still stays the same, and you know, things still need to be done. So the biggest lesson I've learned through that time in my 4 years is just to stay present in the moment, because you never know when your next opportunity is going to come. So, you know, I was just recently with the Raptors 905 in Toronto. So, you know, going in the G League, it's every day is just, you know, about the work and just staying present. And again, you know, the last day I got the call from Denver for a two-way. So, you know, things can change in an instant. So, you just have to appreciate every part of your experience.
How excited were you to get that call? And you know, I know Colorado's not your original home, but you certainly made it a home during your time at Colorado State. And I think a lot of Rams fans like to take that ownership, like that's our guy. So you kind of come, maybe perhaps your second home, you get that call, and you're coming back to Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking about it since I went to Colorado State about being a Nugget. So, you know, the stars aligned this time, and the opportunity was very exciting. You know, just getting off the phone with my agent and understanding what's needed of me. So, you know, again, I was super excited and super grateful to have this opportunity. And, you know, it's always great to come back to my second home of Colorado.
Now, we've obviously heard, you know, Coach Adelman and other, you know, higher ups in this organization really shouting your, singing your praises, especially after those last two games. Are you getting any sense of like what your future looks like with the Nuggets at this point, or is that still kind of up in the air?
My future with the Nuggets is tomorrow at 1:30 with the T-Wolves. I'm focused on that.
Talk to me about the T-Wolves, man. This is going to be a battle. We know historically, this has been a fun rivalry to follow. And the Timberwolves, probably a team that growing up you were kind of into, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for sure. I grew up a T-Wolves fan. You know, with Kevin Garnett and those guys. And you know, I was in the Andrew Wiggins cat era as well. So, yeah, it's definitely always good to go back. You know, I'm originally from Minnesota as well. So, you know, again, just an amazing matchup. You know, everyone's going to fight. It's going to be very competitive, very physical. A lot of big plays are going to happen. So, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun, watching it tomorrow and, through the rest of this series.
The future's bright for you, man. I've said it all along, and seeing you take this opportunity with the Nuggets, and now seeing what this team can do in the playoffs, it's exciting. Man, we're just so pumped for you, dude. It's an exciting story, not just the Nuggets thing. I mean, it's been awesome, the fact that you got drafted in the first round and you've been in the NBA already for this long. It's a very hard thing to do, to stick around and stay in that league.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. So it's the most enjoyable things as well. So, man, I can't complain.
David Roddy joining us. What's it like playing with some of these dudes on this team? You know, playing with guys like Joker. I mean, you and I talked about him 4 years ago and what that would be like potentially. And you got to see it. You know, Joker, Jamal Murray, some outstanding NBA players.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Every day in practice, they figure out ways to make my head spin, you know, in the game as well. Just the amount of poise and confidence that they have, and the chemistry is just amazing to watch. And it's a privilege to be on their team. You know, it's, you know, they make a lot of special plays happen, and they make a lot of easy plays as well. So, Again, I learned so much, and it's always fun to watch them just be a dynamic trio, basically, at this point.
Is Joker like, I mean, to us, on the outside looking in, David, he's a funny guy. Is he a cut-up, like just being around him on a daily basis?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a jokester, for sure. He picks and chooses, you know, his time to crack a joke or something like that. So, I mean, he's just super fun to be around. He's a super easy guy to be around as well. He's always about his work. He's very detail-oriented as well. And, again, he knows how to have fun too.
Can you tell us a little bit about Coach David Adelman? Obviously, this being his first full year, there were a lot of changes around this time last season, and Adelman obviously did great with his opportunity. The Nuggets go to seven against the Thunder. What's Coach Adelman been like for you?
Oh, he's awesome. He's really helped me in the transition from, you know, just from being here and kind of keeping me up to speed with, you know, what they want offensively and defensively. He's a straight shooter as well. He's super, super prepared at all times and really puts guys in the right positions to win games. So I'm just really, again, really appreciative of him just helping me out, as well as appreciative of him just being so prepared and have a sense of urgency. So
David Roddy joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Last couple for you, man. Hey, what did you think of your old coach Nico Medved getting back to Minnesota, going to his alma mater, man, getting to coach that team and are already doing pretty good?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely a blast. I was super happy for him when I got the news that he was going to be the head coach of the Gophers, and he's doing a really good job there so far. So he's going to turn that program around just like he turned CSU around, and he'll always have, you know, a supporter wherever he goes. But, he's fulfilling his dream of becoming the head coach at the University of Minnesota.
Well, and how happy were you to see, second in command ultimately get the job at CSU with Ali Farokhmanesh?
And again, it's like Christmas every day, just talking to him. I was, frequently trying to text him and communicate with him, just talk through all the first year, the differences between being an assistant coach and a head coach. He's done an amazing job. 20 plus wins, number 3 seed in the NIT tournament this season. Even still had guys banged up, but still won games. So, it's a great first step for CSU and in the next chapter, and I'm really excited to see what he does for next season.
How cool is it, though? I mean, do you ever just stop and think? Because the positives that started around CSU kind of on the basketball side of things really did kind of begin with Nico Medved, Ali Farokhmanesh, Isaiah Stevens, and, of course, David the Body Roddy. Do you ever just stop and think, man, we really changed a culture. We created a base here for Colorado State.
Yeah, it's always humbling to go back and reminisce about, those times of laying the groundwork. You can't say those names without saying the Nico Carvacho, Adam Thistlewood, Kendall Moore, those guys who were Coach Nico's first recruiting class there. Nico was already a legend at CSU, but really just growing it from there. And we had a clear goal in mind of turning the program around. Freshman Isaiah Stevens and freshman Dave Arati were talking about it at Parmalee dorms, and sometimes it felt out of reach, but each year we just started inching closer to it and closer to that goal. And Isaiah took it even further, got Dominique Clifford there as well. So it's just an amazing story and just a real testament to who Coach Medved is as a person and recruiting us, and just a real testament to the hard work that was put in during that time.
It doesn't seem like that long ago. We're like, hey, these super softs. Who are these dudes? Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy, and now you're in the NBA. It's you probably got to pinch yourself once in a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every day I wake up and I'm achieving a dream, and I'm continuing to achieve it. So. It's just, again, a very humbling experience, and I'll try to do my best to enjoy every moment of it.
Dude, we're going to be rooting for you. We'll be cheering you on wherever, whenever, whatever that looks like for you in the future, and I hope it's with the Nuggets long term. But you said it. You got a mission to accomplish. Let's just take down the Timberwolves in 4, okay? Let's just do 4 games. Let's sweep. Save us from the stress.
Hey, I got no control over that. It's going to be a fun series.
David, my man, appreciate you doing this. I know you're a busy guy, but we're rooting for you. Best of luck to you in the future, and would love to stay in touch, my friend.
I appreciate it. Go Nuggets and go Rams.
All right, man. David Roddy, there he is, a Nugget and a Ram. He's an awesome dude. And Mike, remember when we had the David Roddy show? I mean, he was the first basketball player that we reached out to when we started doing these radio shows. And that's kind of how we started the base of this thing. And it was so much fun. What a hell of a talent, but an even better human being. I mean, just doing this kind of interview, he's jumping around. He didn't have to do this. Takes the time to do it. So it's really cool.
I like some of his answers. You said, asked him a couple questions. He's like, no, it's about the team.
Yeah, well, and I'm telling you, he's not going to say it. I remember there was a time when Roddy was being interviewed, and Isaiah Stevens is standing next to him. Roddy's being interviewed and asked about, man, you had this monster game, you did this. And Roddy, you know, being the humble guy, he's like, no, it's about... Isaiah, like, interrupts him. And he goes, no, this guy, he's not going to... He won't take the credit because he's that kind of guy, but let me just tell you how good of a player this dude is. I remember a lot of those moments. It was fun to see those guys grow up, and now they're in the NBA.
Best part of the interview was you asked him... what's your future with the Nuggets? He said, tomorrow. 1 o'clock.
1:30. You know, game one against the Timberwolves. Which reminds me, Mike, the picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Wait, they are?
Picks are on Friday, buddy. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Here we are. We made it. Picks are on Friday, and those are coming up next. I'm going to tell you my thoughts, how I think this series is going to go down. But keep it right here. The whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.